Today is May 27th, 1984, and I'm in Huslia with Fred and Edith Beifelt, and this is tape 5 of the Yukon Koyukuk Biographical Sketch Project, and my name is Wendy Arundale. When we left off last night, Fred, I think you were talking about boats on the river. Mm-hmm. And I think we've gotten as far as some of those early barges that...
Yeah, we've got as far as the barges, yeah. Yeah,
What kind of boat did they have pushing those barges?
Oh, it's a strong wheel.
Where else did people cut wood besides Hughes? You were talking last night about cutting wood in Hughes.
Everybody cut wood. The traders, they take care of that. Cut a little bit, 5 quarts, 10 quarts, or whatever it is, 20 quarts. And the traders buy it.
So what would you bring it into the trader's place?
Take it out to the bank. Yeah, just take it out to the bank.
How much did you get paid for a cord of wood in those days?
$8
a cord, my goodness. Did people use dogs to bring that wood out?
Some places they do. It's back in the woods. You just get hauled by the dog.
A hand truck? No pickups like we have today. Yeah, I would think so. So When did the boats coming up the river stop using wood?
You mean one day?
When did they switch to oil?
Oh, that's not too long ago.
I remember when Dutch left us to bring it. It's 1520.
Mm-hmm.
And in the trailer, somewhere in the trailer, 5 years ago, they switched to oil.
Before, was it before World War II?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, somewhere around there. I think it might be there before that.
Uh-huh.
I think it was the oil.
So then you didn't have to cut wood for the boat?
No.
I didn't see nobody cut wood anymore after
that. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Have the boats and the barges changed much since that time? Since that time when they switched to oil?
Or gas boats, what they call gas boats.
Uh-huh.
Or mail or freight. No more steamboats. When I was a kid, there was steamboats, but after that, when the gas boats came, they started using gas boats.
Uh-huh. Yeah. When did the gas boats start running?
Inboards?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were telling about right.
I think it's the first motor that I needed.
Uh huh.
And not too long ago, just 55. No more gases, all thicker.
Here and there, not all over. Bar all the way across, almost this way, when the water goes down the road. It's the kicker.
It's too hard to put the gas boat away in the fall time. Six or 8 feet wide. Do a lot of work to get it on the van. We used to.
We have gas boats and gas pumps in there and we live in there. Which will be this and that, lovely. We just live in the boat.
When you were first married, how much did gas cost?
Gas?
For your gas boat?
$7 a case.
Ten gallons.
And how far could you go on a gallon?
An inboard motor lasts 15 or 18 horsepower. They're going less than a gallon an hour. Now you take a picture of the 25 horsepower. It's burning about almost 2 hours an hour.
Especially when you're moving along.
Those inboard motors. Last time we had 25 horsepower grade. It's more than about, a little less than a gallon an hour. We'd be smoking pipes. Dominic Windsor used to let us barge. Bring our stuff up. Our winter supply. Yeah, he used to love the show. See, we used to buy stuff from Dominic Vanetti.
You'd buy your grub and stuff?
Yeah, winter supply from there, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to stop just a second here. Before people had gas boats, before they had inboards, what kind of boats did they use?
Pulling boats.
Uh-huh.
Pulling boats for a long time, yeah.
How were those made, Fred?
Hmm?
How were those made?
Out of lumber?
Out of lumber.
Uh-huh.
We got one right there, made out of lumber.
Uh-huh.
Mm, that kind of boat, only they're long.
Uh-huh.
Long and narrow. That's uh-huh. the way they used to make them. They run easy, I think, yeah. All pulling boats.
The short with a whipsaw.
Oh,
it's
a whipsaw?
Yeah,
right,
like
all
this.
Days, all by whipsaw.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
They make it something like a cat. One man up there and one man down there.
Uh-huh.
You show it like this. We did that one time.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't even make boat out of it. I don't know what we used for.
What was that?
I don't know.
I don't know what we done for.
But you made your own lumber.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be kind of thin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That's the way they would make their own lumber. They had their own lumber.
Mm-hmm.
For floor or...
Not seen so these days.
Does anybody do that anymore?
Huh?
Does anybody ever do that anymore?
There's that kind of show, but nobody
don't
do that anymore.
Yeah. We've got bookshelves laying by the castle, uh-huh. and that old 5-foot saw. I never forget that yet. I try to hold that saw up. It's all going to fall down. If I get down, cut down deep enough, then it's all right.
It's all right.
Getting started.
It's
mm-hmm.
heavy.
Right, it won't, it won't keep it tipping over all the time.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It used to swell up around here. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My hand is too small for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to do like this, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
No sweet soy. Oh, that is something for me when first time I saw a sweet soy.
Uh-huh.
I wish I had
something.
That. That's really something. That's the fortune show.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That was something.
Sidney Huntington came to head off from Hog River.
Uh-huh.
And then everybody is looking at something. And they handle it each other like that. Gee, that's nice. Pretty good. This
mm-hmm.
set.
Mm-hmm.
So I came over there and I saw it. It's like this, bent down and then.
Uh-huh.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Everybody come in there, look at it.
Uh-huh.
Yes, we told you to put it pretty good after the 5-foot and 6-foot saws.
Yeah.
Yeah. It cut a lot faster, too.
Yeah, it
yeah,
did.
Yeah, it used to cut fast.
What about birch bark boats? Did people still make those when you were a kid?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen birch bark boats. How?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they make it just like almost making a canvas canoe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They make the frame.
They make the frame. And
they sew a birch bark
mm-hmm.
together
mm-hmm.
and just fill it up.
Mm-hmm.
You see this kind of boat?
Yeah, it is a boat. It's wide
mm-hmm.
and long too.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it, but. I just remember it, so,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Do you know what kind of wood they made the frame from?
Spruce.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm, spruce, yeah. Spruce lasts longer.
Mm-hmm.
And lighter. Birch is too heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they don't last long. Birch rots awful fast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did they steam it to shape it?
No, they were so used to it. It's easier for them to bend.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they were so used to that. It's making. Even women make.
Yeah, Grandma Ramaya used to tell me that every spring she makes a birch bark canoe.
Uh-huh.
Because they don't stay in one place.
Uh-huh.
Next year it's different, next year it's different.
Uh-huh.
So everywhere the spring, she makes new ones, she said.
When the birch bark would peel.
in the spring.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right now.
And when do you use it for house too, roof, mm-hmm. so the house don't leak? And that's everlasting.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
For spring camp or something?
No. Just
a
log cabin.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they put they put the poles up, and they put birch bark on top of the poles.
Mm-hmm.
And they put moss and dirt.
Mm-hmm.
The house never leaks.
Nothing.
Never leaks. Mm-hmm. I've seen that. I see people do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Use for smokehouse, like for the dry meat or fish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That lasts a long time too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Fred, when you were real young, did most people live in cabins or did some people still live in the old style house?
No, I never stayed in the
Uh-huh.
No, just log cabin.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Chief Henry used to say, that was way before us, her mom used to carry a birch bark along. They just make it a square like this.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a sheet of plywood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
just
then
like that. They made
all the way around, rope, everything.
And all they have to do is put it up and make a little house where they can sleep.
Stay in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Would they use these in the summertime?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In the summertime, uh-huh. Yeah.
Just like a tent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just like a tent.
Your birch bark tent, huh?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they make it. They put a little bullet on it so it don't fall up.
Sure.
Yeah, it's all sawed by a root. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Just like plywood. All they have to do is just put it up, put trays up, and put the roof on. They're
mm-hmm.
in a little house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of roots do they use for the
sun? Spruce boughs roots or cottonwood roots.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Spruce boughs is the strongest.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we have to get it in time.
Uh-huh.
There's only 1 week, that's all they say. Then it's dry up.
Uh-huh.
I never did cut it in time yet. I look for that myself right
uh-huh.
now. I use it for a birch bark
uh-huh.
basket.
Basket.
Yeah.
What about airplanes? When did airplanes first start to come into this area?
I don't remember when first time white came to use. I was there when they came. I'm sick and all this. He's got a big heavy coat though.
I don't remember that. When I start to remember, they were inside.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but
uh-huh.
the first one that they were half of them were sticking out of the front.
Gee, it must be windy.
Must be. Oh, they got big, some kind of big heavy jacket, parky
mm-hmm.
or something.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So Sam White was the first.
Mm-hmm. He was the first. First game Morton, I seen too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he was the first game Morton. Yeah.
What kind of stories have you heard about Sam White?
Oh, I guess.
He was kind of mean.
He was kind of mean, yeah. He used to act like that. I know Sam White for a long time.
He
used to act like that anyway.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, act mean.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think?
Well, that's just the way of man's life, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some people are kind, and some people are mean.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They would be scared of him, maybe.
I guess so. that's the kind of fellow he was anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't know. No game warden, okay, so that's something new for us.
Uh-huh. Did you ever have any problems with the game warden?
No, I never did. I never been in jail in my life.
That's good to know.
When did you get your first ride on an airplane?
Me, when I had 2 days.
That's in,
Hello?
Yeah.
Lincoln was about a year old.
Mm-hmm. What's that in? 46 or 47? Somewhere around there.
Somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm.
I had 2 days. An airplane came, so we left for Canada. That's mm-hmm. the first ride. And it was windy. Me and him and because Johnny Muskrat, he used to call it. Some
mm-hmm.
poor buyer.
Mm-hmm.
And one kid from cut off to from Old Town Rice Street to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
God, I thought the airplane gonna tip over.
Was that your first ride, friend?
No, I've read before that.
Yeah?
Yeah, I read before that. Oh. No, in Hog River when they were open up a mining camp.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We went up there, me and Sydney and Jimmy and another white fellow, I forgot his name now. We went up to the mining camp there. Yeah. They were gonna start drilling.
Uh-huh.
See how much gold there were in the ground.
Uh-huh.
So we went up there was playing. Feels funny though. I feel awful funny.
Did you feel sick?
No, it was just only about 10, 15 minutes ride.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but lifting up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, lift. When it took off, started to make a bank.
Uh-huh.
Holy smoke, I'd just be left to jump off the plane. I couldn't stand it.
If you didn't know what to expect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I felt awful funny.
Yeah.
Me and my cousin were sit by each other.
Mm-hmm.
And we just hang on to each other like this. I don't know how long we hold each other.
Mm-hmm.
It was really rough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, somewhere I just been awful in playing small. Especially small planes.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you get into rough wind.
Mm-hmm.
I know when I took Marion to try to take him to Tanner Hospital, there's something wrong with him. I don't know what. Pneumonia or something. We went down Kaikuk. This pilot took me down Kaikuk. And from there, we went to try to go to Tanna. It took us 2.5 hours. From Kaikuk to
Tanna. Oh my goodness, a headwind, huh?
Yeah, headwind. He put way up far as he can go.
Uh-huh.
Looks like we're not moving. So he come back down, right over the water, only up on the river.
Uh-huh.
Right over the ice. Nice. I look down sometimes.
He might touch.
That's the only way he can. They can go,
Yeah.
We fall out of you all the way up to 10.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any other airplane rides that you remember that were a little bit scary or particularly nice?
No, she been into some, didn't know where they were one day.
7 hours, I think we were gone. Oh, run out of gas, too.
Where did you tell me about it?
The first operation I had.
Uh-huh.
And we're leaving from used to Tenna Hospital.
Uh-huh.
And the pilot was 17 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's the youngest pilot what they had.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that plane was yellow. And
Northman. Yeah. What they call, used to call, yeah, Northman, yeah.
And she just is me and Sturkey for some, what is his name? Lloyd,
mm-hmm.
and Lloyd James and Henry, and Edwin Henry.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't see the pilot, mm-hmm. it's kind of room like.
Mm-hmm.
We're going, every once in a while I look. Mountains, And there's, I look down, there's on the flat.
Mm-hmm.
Mother, quick. Yeesh, just like a big wind, you know, it's going down.
Mm-hmm.
We all look at each other, and the person just pulled. We opened the other one, the other tank, the last
mm-hmm.
tank.
Mm-hmm.
And how long? Sometimes we don't know where we are. I pray.
It's foggy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The low fog. Come here.
For soon it turned around. I knew it turned around. Started to go back down. We lose. You somewhere. We come out of the river.
Uh-huh.
And then it went up. Then we started land. And I forgot who. Somebody told me. Oh, God, Hairston. Here, we got off, but that was huge.
That was where you got out of the first place.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I was there.
Just made it back. We'll run out of gas again, pilot said. Oh, I'll never go in an airplane again. That's what I think. But, next morning, we get up, and we went in an airplane again. Then we made it that time. That's scary.
Yeah. When was that?
I was 17 at that time, or somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That would have been, did you tell me you were born 1928?
Yeah.
About 1945?
1945. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, God. My, that's bum like that.
Mm-hmm.
No good when you don't see nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And this, not too long ago, when I had surgery again, there's 700 of us were going over. From here, we left 6 o'clock in the evening. And 10 o'clock at night, we got to 10.
Mm.
We're gone that long. I kind of know it. When we came out to Tenna River,
mm-hmm.
I can see that foggy. That must be on the river.
Mm-hmm.
And the pilot put the airplane kind of up like this.
Mm-hmm.
My, Tenna is not that far, I was thinking. I know.
Mm-hmm.
We got lost.
Mm-hmm.
Way up below, above Tenna, somewhere around
mm-hmm.
the mountain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're just all sitting around. There's a doctor in there with us. And the border and me. I don't know how many of us. And the pilot is the old pilot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how he did that.
Huh.
For soon, yes, airplane really speed up and it really pulled us.
Mm-hmm.
There we were flying, the mountain is right there. So
oh my goodness,
go straight up.
Huh?
I don't know how long we were up like this, then first when you put it this way,
uh-huh.
we just started to go that way all the time for the soon. We see light down
uh-huh.
there. Oh, God, we just felt like at home.
Sure.
That was, did you say Nina somewhere?
Nina.
No?
Mento.
Oh, there's a light in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then first soon it land. Oh, God, we got. We know it's not Tenna. That was in Ninana. We landed there and we got up and we got in the plane and we... Ah, you think it's all right? I told him, yeah, Edith. I know down this way really good. Follow the river, the pilot told me. 10 o'clock at night, we got the hospital. Nurse said they were worried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When did the airplane start carrying the mail?
Carrying mail?
That's
up old cut off.
Mm-hmm.
Once a month.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what year that started?
I wonder. What year was it?
We were living together.
I know.
Yeah,
we were living. I don't know what year, too, myself.
So it was after 1944.
Yes, after that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Who was that young pilot? Is it what's his name? That Hannah husband used to be.
No. Yeah, I couldn't think of his name.
He was young that day.
Yeah.
Sam White used to bring me there too.
Before the plane started carrying the mail, can you remember the names of some of the guys who used to carry the mail with the gas boat?
Oh, yeah. Fred Clark. He's the last one who all made with the gas boat.
Where did he come from? Galena?
It's Nulada, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, he's from Nulada to Battles.
About how long did it take him to make that run?
One time, Fritz Pickman, he was working in there with the pilot, and he wanted to make a quick trip because there were a lot of fish on Yukon, and he wanted to make a quick trip to 9 days. 9 days long trip.
To
From Nulada to what? Battles. 9 days. He said that he almost didn't sleep. He wanted to get back, by the way, because there was a lot of fish on Yukon, and he wanted to cut fish.
Sure.
See, those days, only once a month, that's all you get mail.
Yeah.
Once a month, that's all.
When did the people start using snow machines?
Oh, then not too long ago.
Too long ago. Yeah.
55, when Jimmy had that, Jimmy did the first snow go. This was on 55, somewhere around 55. We were working, we started working school that time.
Is that Jimmy
Huntington? Yeah, he had the old style snow go.
We had one too. The frame is still up there on the road somewhere on the site, yeah.
And the motor is down there on the back, right?
When did you buy your first one?
Not too long after that. I bought one from Johnny Sackett.
Do you remember what make it was?
His son bought snowball frame first. That's the first one he had. Ooh.
Old style, even old, heavy though.
Heavy, but burn little gas.
Pretty efficient then,
That's the even wood tracks right there. That rubble.
Going out your front door.
That's the track. I just want to keep it there, so it won't. I just want to look at it all the time.
Was that first machine a pretty reliable machine?
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. You can go in deep snow. Trouble is, it's heavy, but, you know, it has a reverse. And you get stuck, well, you can back up. You can back out of there. Now there is snow, if you get stuck, you stay there. Trust me, if I get stuck, I have one head of time to get it out. If I get stuck in the water.
Did you ever have any close calls with a snow machine?
No, I'm not that curious. If you're curious, you get hurt pretty easy.
We do that here, but not anymore now. Like tuna salmon. He used to be zoom by. And one time, he said, three tuna almost got hurt. And first thing he said, Franklin almost got hurt. He just go right straight up the bank, even if they don't check up there. And Franklin did that and hit something and almost broke his nose. They're careful after that. Used to be just like toys for them at the first.
It takes a while to get used to them. Just like when the first had guns, the muzzle loaders, a lot of people got accidents with them. Yeah, a lot of accidents from them, I used to tell them. A lot of people get killed. just accidents. I don't know how to use the term. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Same thing. Same thing with person who became people. Some kids were for the third as well. How do you get hurt?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't hurt. When we first started working school, we still had dogs. Yeah, I used to, first year I used to trap in daytime.
Mm-hmm.
I'd come back in the evening and work in school.
Mm-hmm.
In the evening, yeah. Mm-hmm. Then after that, when we got the snuggles, we cut the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
It's too hard to get feed around in Kaifu River.
Dogs, you
don't
you
get
have
enough
to
fish.
Feed them every day.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get enough fish in Kaifu River to feed the dogs. Down Yukon, we used to stay on Yukon before 55, before we opened school.
Uh-huh.
All we have to do is cut trees 10 days and we have enough fish for all winter.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if we can do that anymore after this.
No, we can't do it anymore. Yeah. We can't go down and fish anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We have to pay so much to do.
So you stop going down to
Yeah, that hurts.
Hmm?
Like, we can't do like what we used to do.
No,
go
we
down
can't
Yukon,
do
cut fish.
Uh-huh.
We gotta have a permit, and we gotta pay so much. I don't know who.
Even for subsistence?
I guess so. Cause
I don't know.
Last I heard, you have to pay so much, and you have to get a permit. To fish down on Yukon, no.
Well, I think for subsistence, though, the permit is not very expensive.
Mm.
You know, I don't know about around here, but at home, it doesn't cost you very much at all.
Mm.
The permit isn't very expensive.
Mm.
And it's just a matter of, you know, getting it. It's not a big deal at all.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You gotta check into it, because it might not be that bad.
Somebody probably will kill us next summer.
Yeah.
We have to go down there and fish down there. Not fish. Work in the camp.
Mm-hmm.
Survival camp.
Oh, yeah. It's a survival camp.
I like to go there one more time.
A lot of fun. We see a lot of people, too.
Mm-hmm.
No, I enjoy it last summer.
What I like is training for King.
Oh.
We never see that yet, so we want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe. Since we're talking about what you've done and what you're planning to do in the summer this year, it would be good to talk about a typical year for you now, of, you know, what your year around is like now. That's one of the things that the school district would like us to talk about on the tape. Maybe we could start with, you know, just take last year, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe have you tell a little bit about the survival camp.
Yeah.
And then tell a little bit about what you did all the rest of the year. You know, just start with the survival camp and go through the year.
Mm-hmm.
The survival camp, it's really good for the kids. It's good for the kids if they started that up.
Yeah.
A lot of kids are going to fall back home. And they got some way to make a living. Even they don't have to live on fish, but they just still know what they do.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for the kids, you know.
Learn how to kick fish out of net.
There's
a lot of kids, they don't know how to sit net.
Mm-hmm.
My kids don't.
Because
they stay in school all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they they're learning from us still yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. What else do they teach in the survival camp?
Oh.
Cut fish,
and they make baskets or sewing. So the girls, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And boys, they somehow to make canoes. Yeah, it's good.
You tell stories to them.
Tell stories. Yeah, I enjoyed because there were some older people, just as old as me, was there too. Yeah.
That must have been fun just being with them too.
Really?
There's
older people, they get together in the evening after work, probably around after supper, and then tell their story. You know, it's all different. I like to be there myself.
I enjoy it.
Oh,
about how people used to live long ago. It's mostly how used people live long ago. The old people tell stories about.
It's like making living. It's like we go to spring camp long time ago. Moved to spring camp. Or moved to fish camp. And moved to camp in fall time for the trapping, like that. There's lots and huntings they tell about. Oh, there's lots of stories they tell about.
Yeah. So after you went to survival camp last summer, what did you do then?
After? We came back here.
We didn't stay in camp last summer here.
We do our little fishing.
You fish in the river here?
Yeah. Net down there.
Not very long though. The water was too high.
Yeah, absolutely. And we get white fish, two big white fish. We put it in the freezer. I pack it up the mountain and put it in the freezer. We will have fish all winter.
But we didn't have no dry fish. The water was too high.
Water got too high and couldn't put the nets in.
Couldn't put the nets in when the salmon were running, you said?
There's no eddy then.
Water gets too high, you know, there's a lot of driftwood and moss floating down. You can't leave the eddies in there. I mean, you can't put the fish net in the eddies. It's all full of moss and sticks. And you have to wait till the water goes down.
And then by the time the water goes down,
then the fish will be over.
Yeah. How many springs now does that? I hope not this time again. Spoiled eddies all the time.
Do you fish right here by town, or do you have a place out away?
Down here by 3 miles. Yeah, we got a camp down there. We got a smokehouse and everything's down there.
It'd be nice if we got a little house there.
Yeah.
Do you
have a tent down there now?
We put up a little tent. We had a bigger tent, but it's too big for us, so we use a small tent.
Okay, let's stop for just a second. Okay, after you fished in the summer, what did you do?
I dry it and then put it in the cask, bring it where it'll be. For the winter.
So did you get to make, but you didn't get to make much dry fish last summer?
No, not last summer.
Did you have a garden last summer?
We have a garden every year. Some years do pretty good there, some years, but last year it was too dry. Too dry last summer.
So, come the end of the summer, then what did you do last year?
We tried to get green fish, like white fish for winter.
In the fall, yeah. We get white fish.
Sea fish
and whoop.
Last one is lush. I like lush. Lush liver.
how do you fish for those?
Fish nets.
Oh, fish nets. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can get some fish nets. But you don't get many of those. They're not built for fish nets. Mm-hmm. They're
for we fish, don't cut those.
Fish trap.
Uh-huh.
You know how they're built? Uh-huh. Long taper back.
Yeah.
If you get caught in the head there, they're all right. They won't get out.
It's something like eel.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Then we, after it froze, then we set fishnets under the ice.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we both do every fall.
Mm-hmm.
Well, last fall we didn't do it last fall.
The water was too high.
Too rough down here in the eddy.
Uh-huh.
A lot of rough ice got in.
It has to be clear.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. A lot of rough ice, but we didn't need it. It's on a tube us now. We don't need that much.
We got
fishing
dogs
more.
Too.
No, just
when you fish under the ice like that, what fish do you get?
Whitefish.
Uh-huh.
Whitefish. Yeah. 7 times seafood.
Oh, you can if you early enough you can get pike and salmon.
Uh-huh.
But I'd rather have whitefish.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you hunt moose anymore?
Yeah,
before that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I still get my moose yet.
When do you go for that?
Oh, in fall time. I shot moose last fall. I went down by myself,
uh-huh.
Went down the river. I just started taking right down the river a little way and went down about 10, 15 miles.
You went after him.
I seen the moose and I saw it.
Me and his daughter and his son and his grandchild. We all just grabbed a little lunch and we took off down after him.
Uh-huh.
And then we just went around the bend and there's a moose going in the water.
Uh-huh.
It already went in for swimming across. So we went in front of it.
Uh-huh.
So it turned around.
Uh-huh.
Then going about now, it's just right to shoot now. Something wrong with the gun.
Oh no.
So I had no gun. And this one shoot and shot 3 times, but we don't know where the shots go.
Mm-hmm.
There she don't know how.
Uh-huh.
It is Susie.
Uh-huh.
And the mother dropped the gun and she shoot and she hit it.
Uh-huh.
Started to shoot again and something wrong with the gun.
Oh no.
But they shot it good. It didn't go
good. It went in the brush.
Uh-huh.
It went up the bank, and that's about all.
Yeah, and the brushy, and they were scared to go after it.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And then we went in there. We looked for it. And, oh, it's right there. They say, so we take the stomach out, we clean it, and mm-hmm. we went down. We were going down way down there. Finally, we saw somebody on the bar.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
That was him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they come there and help me to clean the stomach out.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day, we went down and we haul it out to the boat.
Uh-huh.
Long ways with wheelbars.
Uh-huh.
With wheelbars. Yeah, I shot it behind a shallow water, flat bar. And we couldn't pack it out. I mean, we couldn't wheel it out through the wheelbar out to the boat.
Shallow, all the way out.
Too soft.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know how you walk on the soft sand.
You sink right in.
Mm-hmm. Pretty soon making water as well.
Yeah.
So we had to go up along the bank where it's hard ground up to the boat. Not that too far.
Why did it cripple? It walked down, that's why.
It got crippled and it walked, yeah, away from the water.
Well, at least it walked away from the water instead of into the water.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if it go into the water, that was pretty hard to take out, too.
Yeah.
I shot a moose this winter, too. One moose season was open. Yeah, I got one moose.
So you had a second moose season?
And you received
mm-hmm.
moose
season? Yeah, they had a second moose season.
When was that?
This was in March, isn't it?
Probably earlier than.
Sometime in March. Yeah.
It opened that time, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I still get my own wood. See all my wood out there, I get that wood out. I don't buy that wood, I get a little snow gold.
Mm-hmm.
Only trouble is I can't walk in the snow.
Uh-huh.
My snow gold take me right to the tree.
Uh-huh.
And I fell down, shot up on blocks, hauled myself.
Do you do any trapping
anymore, friend? I used to, but bum winter last winter. Awful poor winter trapping.
Uh-huh.
Nothing to trap. And what little it was, it just gone someplace.
Uh-huh.
They were migrating, that's all. Uh-huh. You know, what little lake there was, it was just migrating. And you got to have a lot of traps if you want to catch anything.
Mm-hmm.
When anything migrating.
Mm-hmm.
Like if something was there, a lot of rabbits or something go there. Well, a lake will be just going back and forth around there.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, just everything's migrating. Even Martin was migrating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bum year this year. What's happening?
Did you do any other kind of hunting during the winter?
Hunting?
Or clearing?
Oh, you mean snaring?
Yeah, he snared the beaver too.
I got two ticks this winter.
Uh-huh.
I got two beavers.
Uh-huh.
We just want beaver to eat. I don't sell the hide.
Uh-huh.
We just want beaver meat once in a while to eat. That's
uh-huh.
all.
Uh-huh.
Last year I got four. This year I got two.
Uh-huh.
Just enough to eat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you ever go after rabbits or
ptarmigan
or that sort of stuff in
your
work?
No ptarmigan. No
ptarmigan.
No ptarmigan. No shrews, no woolly grouse. And this year, no rabbits.
Huh.
No rabbits. Rabbits didn't stay very long. They got too sick.
Uh-huh.
And it's all at once. They got too sick and they clean all the bark off the willow. On the river bars.
Uh-huh.
Well, if you can't get enough to eat, well, it's got sick, you know. It just stays right there.
Uh-huh.
It didn't last very long. It only lasted 2 winters or so.
Mm-hmm.
You were caribou around here one time, but just 1 winter, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
You told me there's caribou up that way, so we went up one time. How many years ago? And we had a little house dog.
Mm-hmm.
Just crazy to hunt.
Mm-hmm.
She went with us, and we came up. This is where that I said that she said. We just came out of the brush, and this lake up there, I shook her just carefully across there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We came out, and we just took off. The caribou just took off.
Yeah.
All we seen is snow.
Mm-hmm.
Snow flying.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going up, and pretty soon we came out of little brush island lake. We passed that one. The next one we came out, we were all standing out there. Then our dog saw it. He just took off after it. Just keep them one place like this.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know how many.
Yeah, he got in the front.
Little dog.
Uh-huh.
It's only about that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then he shot, and then I was just standing. Look, it's the first time I see a caribou.
Uh-huh.
So, we got 22. It's tight. We down there in the sleigh somewhere.
Mm.
So I took it out while he was sits in his gun. Then I started shooting, and he killed me. The second one or first one? Either one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I just shoot one time and it fell down. And there we all, I want to shoot some more, but that's enough.
Yeah.